the 2019 Correlation CEO Forum in Memphis, Tennessee. And look who I ran into, the folks from TransUnion, Mr. Sean Flynn. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right, And Linda Vance. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking, guys. Okay. All right, you guys just got off, kind of a stage.
Yeah.
Well, up front, rather.
We did.
And you were talking about, every time I don't like using my iPhone for notes because it says undo typing and I don't type. So, but you guys were basically talking about fintech's encroachment on traditional financial services, and then what TransUnion, and you kind of focused on what TransUnion can, how they can help credit unions get to reach their goals and the lending aspect and stuff. So since you went first, Sean, well, give us a quick overview on what you talked about and we'll dive into the weeds a little bit, and then Linda, we'll get to you, or we can go back and forth, however you guys want to work it.
Yeah, no, so I mean, what we talked about is what we tend to talk to most of our credit unions about, which is, you know, the introduction of you know, fintech and consumer finance, and mm-hmm. how it's sort of shifted consumer preferences, and how consumers just desire to interact differently now than they have than ever before, really. And you know, the sort of the secret to that is experience, and the use of data and multiple touch points throughout the experience that the fintechs offer. And we think that credit unions have certainly the capabilities or the makeup to do that, right? And so as a data partner, you know, it's our goal to make sure that we're there consulting and helping credit unions utilize data and evolve their relationship with data starting today.
I want to start out with the example that you gave with either Peloton or the Purple Mattress Company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can relate to that completely, because I get these emails from Square about once a month saying that, hey, you're qualified for a $25,000 business loan, let us be your loan officer. And I'm like, my credit union hasn't done that to me.
Yeah.
So, and then I also got another loan offer from Amazon, where I bought a $1,000 piece of audio equipment, and then, hey, you can pay this off in 5 payments, no fees, no nothing, just press this button. And I did it just as an experiment, and it worked out great. So I'm thinking, gosh, this is what credit unions are up against.
Yeah, no, and you're right. I mean, the and clearly, I thought you were going to say that you bought a Peloton, because I clearly did not. But the experience, that's more of like the point of sale financing that we're seeing.
More retail.
Yeah, checkout using X, whatever the company is, the lender is. And we've seen that take off pretty significantly mm-hmm. as of late. And we'd love to be able to see credit unions, you know, partner up with retailers to do the same thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there's definitely opportunity for them there. But I think, again, the first steps are the foundation. And obviously, these credit unions here, by partnering with Correlation, have invested in their future and invested in, you know, a sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really taking the first step. They've done that. And we'd like to help them maybe the next step.
Yeah. And one of the other things you mentioned in your talk was innovation is disrupting the consumer finance space, and it's impacting traditional FIs. And this is pretty much what we've been talking about. And I think everybody is not immune to this message out there right now. I think you have to be living under a rock not to be seeing how fintech is nipping at the traditional financial institution services. So it's really prevalent. How do we get people to act, though? How do we get them to keep moving forward? Because obviously a lot of the CEOs, actually probably all of them, are very forward-thinking folks. So we got to get the rest of the group to get going in that area too. So how do we get them to take that first step?
Yeah, I mean, for us, what we found it works really well is obviously informing the credit unions on what's happening outside of the credit union space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's happening out there in the fintech space or in banking. And then we have folks like Linda who are super experts on the execution of that, right? So we can talk about what's happening in the space and how to build strategy around that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have folks that are really, really, really involved in the operation side of things and know credit union LOSs and know credit union mm-hmm. Core platforms. And Linda's been in this industry a long time as well, and so her expertise, as well as many others that we have at TransUnion, we think are really, again, a good starting point is to at least start with a conversation about what's next, what are we running towards this
mm-hmm,
year,
mm-hmm.
what are we running towards in the years that follow, mm-hmm. and what obstacles do we think we're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as getting people started towards the next step, I think it's simply having a conversation with your data partner to begin with.
Yeah. What's your take on that, Linda? Because, I mean, you talked about kind of the nuts and bolts of what you guys offer up there and some really practical stuff up there that a lot of people, I'm sure, are taking back and writing notes. And there were lots of questions in your section as well. So what's your take on all that?
Well, first, I enjoy being called a super expert. So thank you for that.
Super expert.
Super expert.
Put that on your business card.
Yeah, I think it just starts with a conversation and just making sure, much like the attendees here, had a conversation with a core platform that really aligned with their strategy and long-term goals. You've got to have that partner across your organization. You have to have multiple partners that will see you forward into the next generation of whether it's your data use, whether it's your fraud solutions, whether it's, you know, your portfolio strategies. It's just having that partner that's going to take you through the evolution of this constantly evolving lending environment.
Well, constantly evolving is quite an understatement. By the time this interview is over, something major will have happened in the fintech space. So, my gosh. So, how does a credit union keep up with? Because obviously, this was kind of the theme of the talk, was like almost kind of keeping up with the Joneses, it sounds like. So, how do they do that? Linda, I want to get your take on that first.
Yeah, I would say just, again, more intelligent data, having access to information that gives the consumers the opportunity to have access to products and services from the credit union. And I think when they use more intelligent information feeding all of their systems, they will put this consumer first era, they'll put the consumer first and that member first in all of their strategies.
Hey, Sean?
Yeah, so I think you mentioned consumer first, Linda. That's really sort of the mantra that we sort of abide by and march to here at TU, and that also information for good. So credit unions for a long time have built an unbelievable legacy of helping people and understanding people and building relationships, right? But what we're seeing now is there are other lenders in the space that are able to get that story and understand the story by using multiple data points. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy for credit unions and for many institutions to look at their data partner, their credit reporting agency like us or the others as a transactional supplier. Like, you know, we all sell widgets, and that may be true in some cases, but there are so many other data assets out there today that are able to be used in the digital space. So what we're trying to do, and what I think the recommendation to credit unions would be, you know, don't let that relationship go. Continue to build on that relationship and partner with your data partner or you know, go shoulder to shoulder with your data partner into the future to help you evolve and help you take that next step.
Mm-hmm. And this is a have to today. It's not like, hey, the time to think about this stuff is over. It's a have to. So, yeah.
Well, and I don't, honestly, that time series view or that trended view of a member isn't necessarily new to credit unions. I think using the data to help them execute that more effectively is going to take them into the next generation.
Indeed. Tell me about alternative data, because you talked about a little bit there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a new one to me. I mean, I'm no data scientist or anything like that, obviously, but tell me about alternative data. So what is that all about, and how can credit unions leverage that?
Yeah, so the way we look at alternative data is really around other financial commitments that consumers have that might not be reported to the traditional bureaus. Mm-hmm. So we took an approach of multiple bureaus of data, other CRAs in the non-traditional space, whether it's your checking account, whether it's payday loan data, whether it's other sort of rent-to-own type information, but accessing multiple data sources in real time to help get that off the bureau information on the consumers and bring it back into one concise message, one concise score for our lenders to be able to see the holistic profile of a consumer.
Which equals to, or equates to, better decisions, correct?
So
on and on we go. Trended risk scores can help find new pockets of opportunity. I love this one. Can you expand on that one a little bit?
Sure. When you understand the trajectory of risk of a consumer, you're definitely more able to put them in the right product with the right terms and the right rate associated to that consumer. So having that time series or trended intelligence feeding a decisioning engine or feeding an underwriting decision or even a marketing strategy really gets you the insight into that consumer's current kind of place and how they arrived at their current place. So that's really when we talk about the power of trended data. It's just understanding how a consumer's arrived at today and understanding their holistic risk profile, both you know, within their trended data, as well as layering in the alternative.
Again, which greatly helps the credit union big time, which adds huge value. Sean, I wanted to get back to the fintechs for a second, because you said, because you put it, you mentioned in there, here's the thing that credit unions do better than the fintechs, and it had to do with, was it back office operations?
Yeah, or? So some of the lien process, right? Yeah. When you have a member who holds a checking account or a savings account with your credit union, and they're looking for a loan, if credit unions can get the front end of the process, so the decisioning, the adjudication, and that the underwriting piece done a lot quicker, or if they can get it done with a lot less friction, I think on the back end, you can get that money to a checking account or a savings account a whole lot faster than you can through an ACH direct deposit or some sort of payment through the rails, right? So I think for credit unions, if we can get them focused on improving and removing friction on the front end, the back end, they win all the time. Yeah. So,
all right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, guys, anything else? I know you got a plane to catch, so I want to be respectful of your time. So anything else to add to wrap up here? Linda, I'll let you go first.
I just enjoyed the opportunity to speak to these CEOs today and the opportunity to talk to this innovative group of people.
Sean?
No, I'd say, hey, appreciate it. Great group, great time today. And you keep doing what you're doing.
I'll do my best.
I love watching your stuff.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate Thanks.
That. All right, guys, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike.
Looks like we cleared out the room.
We did.
All right. Good job.
Thanks.
All right, Sean, well done.
Thanks,
Linda. Good job, guys.
Thank you.